Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men love three things.
Oh, yeah.
Food.
Oh, yep.
Touching themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And junk.
Yes.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
But some local leaders across the state are trying.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
I'm going to talk folks in our area into getting rid of one of those things.
Good.
Food's still around.
Mm-hmm.
You have the God-given right to touch yourself.
That's right.
That means there's only one thing left, son.
What's that?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF local governments across New York are asking residents to get rid of the cars they are not using on their property. So I guess you'd call them junk cars.
We used to call them mow-arounds.
Okay. I like that. Some men call them paradise.
Yeah.
It turns out a lot of towns, villages, and cities in New York have laws on the books that make having junk cars on your property against the law.
Well, they're dangerous.
Why are they dangerous?
Because kids can get in and get hurt.
Kids can get in and get hurt.
What if the kid gets in the trunk or in the car and hurts himself because they're rusty, they're garbage? Okay. They're a hazard.
What's interesting in this story, however,
what's that?
Everywhere in this article, the word junk is in quotations.
Okay.
Because, an existential question, what is junk?
You know junk when you see it.
No, define junk.
Okay, let's say the car does not work.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you have to mow around it.
But maybe you're
you got you some junk.
But that guy doesn't see junk. He sees something that can be restored.
Yeah, but he didn't put it there as a decoration.
Right. It's just
he put it there because that's he can't move it.
He doesn't know how to fix it, or he doesn't have the time or the money.
Okay. They try to define junk car in this article. Are you ready?
Right.
Quote. This is the state, by the way.
All right.
The vehicle is wrecked, stored, discarded, dismantled, or partly dismantled.
Okay.
Two. It is not in condition for legal use on the highway.
Oh, yeah, it's not street legal, right?
Three. The condition would cost more to put it back on the road than the value of the car.
So it's totaled.
So does that sound... No. Like the car has been so far gone.
It's dilapidated.
Yeah. Does that sound like junk to you?
Yes. Because anything living in it that's not your family.
There are lots of people listening right now that would argue they need that car for other things.
Oh, bro, Florida is full of this stuff. Did I ever tell you I knew a guy whose family, they had cars that didn't work.
Okay.
They used to store stuff in them.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's sad.
Well, it's just free storage.
Yeah, it sure is.
Look, what if you get the exact same make and model of that car in a few years and you need an exhaust manifold gasket?
Oh, you use it for parts.
Yeah, who looks stupid then? Yeah. Now I got this pretty sweet exhaust manifold gasket that I would not have had had I not kept this car. Look, this is bad policy.
No, it's not.
It is?
You got to clean it. It's very dangerous.
It's not. You keep saying dangerous.
Children. By the way, these things leak chemicals and compounds that get into the water systems, and then the bird gets sick.
Bro, if it's a junk car, it ain't got chemicals left in it.
It oozes.
It's already oozed.
Your mom.
Okay. The car is not hurting anybody. The junk car is
You don't think
not.
A kid could get hurt?
Okay, I guess you could. Show me examples.
Keep jackassing around.
Show me examples. Like, the reason you have to take doors off refrigerators is for that exact reason when you go to throw them out. Fair enough, right?
Right.
Do we see a lot of stories of kids getting stuck in junk cars?
Well, listen, maybe we just dodged a bullet so far.
Forever and ever and ever?
Who knows?
Amen?
And it's just ugly, man.
See, there it is. It has nothing to do with safety. You just don't want to look at it.
And it looks trash. You are trash. There's no bigger definition of trash than abandoned car in your front yard that you have to, like, work around.
Well, and if stuff starts stacking up on it, I mean, it could attract rodents and stuff. Like, once it starts to affect...
And he don't care about
once
rats.
Once it
grew
starts
up
to affect
it.
My house, I'm out on your junk.
What? Is
your junk pile.
Is the car made out of cheese? Junk pile is one thing. I'm talking about the car. Specifically
but
the car.
But do you think, like, somebody that keeps a junk car also is just keeping a junk car?
Okay, I get that.
The whole one, you know
I'm
it.
Guessing, like, there's other junk...
They got junk spouse, junk ass kid, junkyard dog.
Look.
The family's junk.
If somebody's got a junk car in their yard that they don't want to get rid of, if it makes them happy, why would you want to take that away?
Okay, it doesn't make them happy.
No, it does
happy.
Make some of these people
they don't
happy.
They get, like, joy out of it like Christ has risen.
Some of them do.
I'm guessing they get more joy making money off that junk car.
Okay, but then why
have
they
nobody wants it, that's why it's sitting there.
There's no such thing as nobody wants it. You can junk it. There are people that keep them because they want the car. Listen, life is hard. Things can suck.
You're making it harder.
Things can suck. If there is a reason that car is in the front yard, which there is because it's still there, maybe you have dreams of doing something with it. Maybe there is sentimental value in that vehicle.
Oh, like what?
You drove it as a kid.
Keep it there then before you realize this. I'm not doing anything with this.
Okay, but here's the thing.
It's depressing looking too.
Let's say that car belonged to your dad.
Right.
And you had a great relationship with your dad. You drove that car with him. He drove you around. That is the last connection you have.
And it means something to you.
You're going to make that guy get rid of it?
Take care of it. It's
gone now. I don't have the money. But.
It's more decayed than your dead father.
Wow, that's not a thing to say to their face.
Oh, what? I don't have rights to my feelings?
You know. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The state of New York local governments are asking people, as the weather gets better, get rid of your junk cars. On the driveway, in the yard, whatever. And they define junk cars as not a condition for legal use on the highway. Bringing it back up to snuff would cost more than the cars actually worked. Wrecked, stored, discarded, dismantled, or partly dismantled.
And you grew up like this. This is your old man.
All we had was a Mazda RX-7 that didn't move.
Yeah.
A boat that didn't move for 10 years.
Yeah.
A snowmobile in the garage that didn't move. I don't ever remember it actually moving, and it was there till I moved out of my house. But other than those three things.
What about the RV?
And the RV, well, we had there was one RV that didn't move, and then an RV that kept throwing fan belts, but then we moved the one that didn't move to a parking lot of a business of a buddy my dad knew, and then possums
so
got inside
moved your junk around.
And started a family.
Possums.
And my dad and I went to go clean out the RV when I was a kid, and the possum family flew out at us. But other than that.
All right.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jay. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Morning, boys and Kimmy.
Hey.
So I actually, a long time ago, I had a buddy who bought a bunch of junk cars, barely got them running enough just to piss off the town we lived in because the town engineer or something got in his face one day. So a lot of people keep these cars just out of spite of the town they live in.
I love it. I love it. That guy's my hero.
This is yard anarchy.
No, he's following the law, so it's not anarchy, you bitch.
Yeah, he barely kept the cars street legal, kept plates on them, just so that the town engineer had to drive by his house every single day.
In his stupid train hat. Yeah. Jay, that guy's my hero. Thanks for the call. So now we got people making legitimate arguments.
You got people riled up.
All right, so first off, Jack writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. He says, tell Tommy, don't come near my house, 10 cars in total, only 4 that drive.
That's Jack Trash.
Jack
that
Trash.
Is some Jack-ass trash.
Jimmy Jack Trash, and he don't care?
He's got 10 busted-ass cars.
10 busted-ass cars?
Yeah.
Well, no, 6 busted-ass cars. 4 that drive.
Okay, the 4 that drive also busted ass.
What if you're using the other cars to keep the cars that are driving?
Hey, why don't you just buy a car that works?
Because there are people that like older cars.
Can't afford it. People, you know,
could be that.
Stuff.
Look, you said it yourself, man.
Situation.
You said it yourself. Cars today are more computer than they are mechanical.
Bro, I go down to Hyde right now, man. Nothing down. They take care of the first payment. I'm riding down there. I'm riding high, baby.
That's a great idea, and that's the way I do it. But
that's
I'm
the way
not,
I would do it.
I'm not a mechanic person. If you're someone that enjoys driving cars that you actually understand, this is why people do
okay.
this stuff.
If you have multiple junk cars in your yard, you ain't a good mechanic because they would be rolling, not growing in your yard.
You need parts for these things. The parts can be expensive. He's doing the J.O. Ham motion.
That's not a one, a half stripped out, and rusted out car. It's a junkyard.
And I think it's one thing, I guess, if you're working on the car, it's a hobby, but I think a lot of these things just sit.
They do.
They just sit.
This ain't
you're
no,
not actually working on it.
You're so right, girl.
Andrew brings up a great point in our DMs on Twitter.
Yeah.
Quote, not legal for street use. So no more demolition derby cars, no more drag racers, no more mud track cars,
etc. You bring it to the space for that reason, but I don't think you're doing that.
But it's got to sit there until it's ready to go to that space. It's got to get worked on.
Hey, I'm fine with it sitting there if you eventually move it.
He ain't.
Right. Put your demolition crap in a backyard. This ain't the state fair.
No, but that's where it's going, the state fair or the county fair
or
my buddy Frank's yard.
Why is it in your garage and you're working on it?
I don't have room. I'm keeping all my other stuff that ain't working in my garage right now. I got a snowmobile in there. I got half an RV.
I don't want to see all your hobbies and failed adventures in your front yard.
Okay, well, here's like the most. I'm sorry, Kim. I keep cutting you off.
That's okay. I was just going to say, and the more that junk stacks up, the more it just becomes a fire hazard.
Thank you. So dangerous.
Oh, my God.
We're going into dry season.
Oh, my God.
Ask your mom. Oh, she was on fire last night. Like South Jersey. No, but she's right. It's a fire hazard.
Okay. All right. The worst thing about the junk car or the junk car in your yard or the garage, the worst thing for you is that it doesn't look great.
It's ugly.
That's it. So let me ask you this question.
But I don't think people with that stuff care.
They don't. And that's what my point is here. You don't own that property. If you own your home.
Here we go.
No, if you own your home and you are paying taxes on your home, as long as what you have is not hurting anybody, which these cars are not, you should be able to keep it. You got a dangerous dog? Fine.
Okay.
You got a fire hazard or whatever? Something's going to hurt somebody. Chemicals? Fine. This ain't hurting nobody.
I have a question.
Yes, you in the back.
What bothers you more? I'm going to aim this at Tommy.
Okay.
Junk in the yard or Christmas decorations up all year long?
Ooh.
I think the car would be more depressing.
That would bother you more?
Well, it looks more run down.
Okay.
It looks more like I'm living in squalor. Christmas decoration, you're just a tacky ass.
As opposed to a junk ass.
I take tacky ass over junk ass.
Okay.
What about a junk car with Christmas decorations on it?
That's kind of funny. You know, there's somebody's got that song.
Yeah, probably.
Makes me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
What's weird to me, Tommy, with this discussion, you're a guy who's talked about the decline of culture on this show.
Right.
And although you weren't a gearhead, you said it makes you sad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Rochester was a big car culture.
Oh, yeah. I think it still is with some of the older guys.
Yeah. Right? And you still see it in pockets,
oh,
to your
hot
point.
Hot rods, yeah.
Not only that, but, I mean, you know, parking lots of some department stores.
Yeah.
In Irondequoit. I would think a guy like you and guys your age would be totally okay with the junk car in the yard because it's a staple of what you grew up with.
Yeah, but that was like in the South, and it was like poor. Like those legitimate hot rod guys, I mean, that's an expensive rich man's hobby.
Yeah, but that's why this is the lower version of it. I can't afford a high-end car, but I can afford to slowly bring this back up to snuff or hold on to it until I have the opportunity to.
But why is it in your front yard?
Because I ain't got a...
What if I put all my failures in my front yard? I got two XYs. I'll let them just rot in the front yard. You can mow around them.
You know what probably bothers you?
I'll throw a Southern Fiancé in there, too.
Cover with Christmas decorations.
You know what probably bothers you the most about the whole situation? There's really nothing you can do about it.
No,
as far as what?
Like if this person has a bunch of junk cars or just junk in general, like they can come and they can find that person.
Yeah.
They can tell them to move it, but that doesn't mean that that guy's going to do it.
Right.
It could just stack up more and more and more.
But I'm on that guy's side. I cheer for that guy.
I don't know. I think it gets to a point.
The decline of the American front yard.
I think it gets to a point where even you would be like, all right, this is too much.
I celebrate
this
that,
this is
man.
Excessive.
We're going to have a country of rotting cars and ex-wives and fiancés in the front yard.
Ben writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. We live next to a neighbor that has junk all over his yard. Guy often hides behind it when the cops show up and has been arrested multiple times for lewd acts. Okay, that's a different guy.
There's a lot going on there.
No, this is what you get. This
oh, really?
Is just lewd acts.
Really?
If you have that multiple cars in your yard, you are moments away from a lewd act.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram, Tommy's tracksuit is a fire hazard. Spontaneous combustion, Tommy. Those thighs rubbing together with that cheap-ass Ford polyester he paid for. I mean, look, Kimmy, I don't know about you because you didn't grow up here,
no.
Tommy. But, like, the neighborhood I grew up in, every other house had a cool car that was almost back to running in the garage.
Okay.
The
yeah, but that's
almost
I see
back
that
to running
is
such a though. Loose statement.
No. I see the guy that works on that car, I see that as different than junk guy.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, there would be times where the hood would be up, it would be covered in a tarp, whatever it was.
Yeah,
and
I hate that.
No, I mean, we had that in my neighborhood. I see that different.
Hit the Pep Boys.
It doesn't stack up. It's one thing. It's the person's hobby, you know.
Like I got a niece right now.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in the South. You would not want to live next to this girl. She is college educated, mm-hmm. Manhattan style.
Mm-hmm.
The old man sold Manhattan real estate.
Damn!
Now they live in the South. Five cars in the yard.
Okay.
Multiple snakes that as pets.
Okay.
A tortoise.
Uh-huh.
All around there. You want to live next to that?
I got a question.
That's different.
Man in the bag looks like a doofus.
Yeah. Do we live in America?
Do we
live in America?
I don't want that part of America.
Dude, you can't choose a part of America, buddy.
I say secession now. No, but her house, like.
Bro.
I was living in fear, like, they wanted to invite us over. Poisonous snakes, cars, and tortoises.
Joke's on you. Nobody wants you invited over. No, bro. It's none of my business. It is your life.
You want to live next to that?
It's your life, right? I live in it. If I want to celebrate my freedoms, why can you not have the things that you enjoy
because,
if you're not hurting anybody?
No, but like you keep your house nice. You want to sit out. Like, Kimmy, she wants to sit out on her porch and relax and have a glass of wine, or she wants to, you know, hit the pipe a little bit, and she's
okay, let's say a neighbor comes over.
She wants to sit over and get high on her porch and listen to some nice music with the old man. And I got this over here.
Let's say Kimmy's ripping monster bongs.
I got Arkansas across the street.
Let's say Kimmy's out on her back deck, and she's ripping monster bongs.
She got the dead music going.
All that stuff, right? Yeah. And her neighbor, and the clouds get into her neighbor's yard, and the neighbor comes over
around.
And goes, hey, I got my kids out here.
Uh-huh.
Stop smoking pot. Should she have to stop?
If there's children around, I think yes.
Oh, because yeah. You just said, but well, what if Kimmy wants to enjoy? Okay, let's say there's no children, neighbor comes over. Hey, hey, stop smoking pot. I don't smoke pot. I'm getting the secondhand over here. Should she have to stop?
No, because
he
ain't getting no secondhand smoke.
Well, you can smell that stuff all throughout the neighborhood when somebody lights
smell like secondhand.
Stuff, like, a mile away.
Yeah. So why should she not have to stop? Because of freedom? Because we live in America?
Because Kimmy.
America! America! Shut your ugly face. Tommy, not America.
I will say this. Kimmy smoking pot is not an eyesore. Kimmy is an eyesore.
I was gonna
go ahead.
No, nice.
That's
just a joke.
That's what you get.
It's just a joke. Now I'm a part of your jokey jokes. So you don't want to see it, but you don't mind smelling it.
Right.
Okay, what if that pile of junk, you don't see it, but it stinks?
Ooh.
It stinks like gasoline. There's a strong smell coming from that guy's stuff and stacked up in his garage. So but the garage door's closed.
So who do I live next to?
I don't know.
With a strong smell.
Who you live next to?
Who would that be?
I don't know. You tell me.
I guess it could be anybody, really. Or your mom. Stanky stank.
We got Face and Wedges coming in. Again, we started this conversation talking about junk cars. Local governments across New York State are reminding people as the weather gets nicer to get rid of the cars in their driveways, lawns, and in garages they're not using. Junk cars, and they define junk cars as not a condition for legal use on the highway.
All right.
The condition of the car would cost more to put it back on the road than the value of the car. The vehicle is wrecked, stored, discarded, dismantled, or partly dismantled.
It looks abandoned.
I'm saying, look, if that makes you happy, God bless you.
You do it, man.
If it doesn't, if you don't own that property, shut up.
That's
so
right.
Is it illegal to have that in your driveway?
Yes, but when illegal is as in like
right.
We can
so like if I was a neighbor and I was pissed and I called, can they even do anything? Like it's not like they can tow it out of your driveway.
Right? I think they could just fine you because it's your property.
So it's just you just rack up the fines if you didn't want to do anything about it.
I don't know because you do have to have cars registered. I don't know if they could take it. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Has anyone had a junk car taken out of their driveway? 252 WCMF. Brent writes us on Facebook. The big problem is the title. If you lost or never had the title in the first place, you can't junk a car or sell it to someone else. Getting the paperwork is a pain, and sometimes there are charities that will take them, but they also may need other paperwork you don't have. I watch my dad go through it. Okay, that makes sense.
So if you don't have the paperwork, they can demand that you surrender the car or remove it?
No. What he's saying is, what Brett is saying,
what? The
reason some people keep these junk cars is because they don't have a title and no one will take them off their hands. You can't junk a car without a title.
Wait, I can't take it to a scrapyard?
I don't think so. Kimmy, can you Google that? Can you junk a car without a title?
Yeah, because then how would you be able to get rid of it?
That's what he's saying. Okay. That's why some people keep them. Because, bro, if I start stealing cars, I could just take if they didn't need a title, I just take it to the junkyard.
Oh.
Brand new Kia. I don't want it anymore. It's junk. All right, we got folks sitting on hold. Let's go there while Kimmy is looking if I need a title to junk my car. James is on CMF. Hey, James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you doing, man?
Hey, great, man. How are you?
All right, great. Hanging in there. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. We've been asking. Where's James?
Yeah, I've been busy.
All right, good. What do you got?
I can relate to what Tommy's talking about the quirky neighbor that he had.
Yeah.
We came home from the mountains. We're driving home from the mountains one time. Pulled in the driveway, and my neighbor across.
I want to junk this call.
He's on your side, buddy. No, listen to Tommy.
I want to abandon this call.
I had a guy, a neighbor across the street, and he was cooking up roadkill in his pot on the porch.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
He also kept like 50 gallons of gasoline on tap there. And,
yeah, that would be a little.
That's a problem.
Yep.
Gasoline on tap. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, in the yard, you know, between, you know, houses are really close. East Rochester, the houses are really close together. And then one time, all of a sudden, I see this big bus out in front of our house. He's changing the oil on an old school bus that he converted into a
RV.
Like a camper.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. That sounds awesome. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Pat loves this stuff.
It blocked the whole street.
I think I feel like the way you're talking, that may have been by design. No, I don't have to see that guy across the street anymore. James, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Your side. Team Tommy.
Tommy is on his side. He'd be pissed if there was a school bus on his street at all times.
Can I ask a question? What's wrong with cooking roadkill outside?
It's gross and it stinks. And
it stinks? And the Italian is going to talk about smelly-ass food.
I'm probably more concerned
the
about...
The Feast of the Seven Fishes sounds like Tommy's mom sneezed with her legs open. I said it first!
I'm more concerned about gasoline on tap.
Yes.
Why
are you drinking it?
By the way, you asked about not having a title for the car.
The junk
car. You can donate it.
Yeah, that's what he said. But he said,
like it says, like, so
the
I'm
Kidney
looking
Foundation
at, yeah,
things.
The car's for kids, says no title, no problem.
So Brent says there's other, I'll read this again.
There's alternatives.
You don't know that.
Yes. Because
you thought I could junk it without a title a second ago.
Certain guys will take it. No,
seems like they accept a lot of cars without titles.
And even if you have a title, you know what the problem is?
What's that?
I'm guessing the junk price isn't enough, if you're going to junk your car, to get guys to separate from their vehicle.
Because,
like, what does a junker get you now? Like, a couple $100?
I guess.
It was 100. I knew it was $100 because I had to junk, like, four cars when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah.
So what's, like, let's say it's $200.
Mm.
That's, like, a week of groceries in exchange for this machine.
And you're going to lose all those memories. And then you're going to have that bare spot.
Maybe.
That you're never going to fix.
Okay. But now you got a bare spot you're going to bitch about, so I can't win.
You could fix the bare spot.
See, there
we
go again.
But you won't.
There we go again. I want everything my way, even though I don't own any of this property. And it smells like my mom sneezed with her legs open over here because I'm doing this.
How would I know what my mother smells like with her legs open?
No, I said sneezed with her legs open, and I'm sure that happened. Achoo. And, oh, what's on my face? God.
You get appalled at the things I say.
Well, no, I mean, you.
My mother's splattering my face.
I didn't want to have to go there. I didn't want to have to go there. You forced me to.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault.
I had no choice.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
This guy got really mad
In
a radio show earlier this week at the suggestion that they do something like this, and then the Bills made an announcement yesterday, and a lot of people are going, You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So your Buffalo Bills are back in Orchard Park, working out, doing their whole
thing. Yeah.
And the draft finished up over the weekend. We had talked on Monday, Kimmy, about how curious it was that in the first four rounds of the draft, the Bills didn't take a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Kind of thought.
Pure defense, really.
Yeah, kind of thought that was a hole the Bills were looking to fill. That same conversation took place on our sister station, WGR 550, in Buffalo. Our buddy Jeremy White and his co-host Joe, Jeremy and Joe's show, they have a scheduled appearance with Brandon Bean, general manager of the Bills, after the draft. So they had the discussion about the wide receivers.
Yeah.
Then Brandon Bean came on the show, and Brandon Bean did not appreciate the takes they had about the wide receiver draft situation. Weekend for you.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. I was just listening the last few minutes of your show before I came on, waiting on here.
All right.
Sounds like 2018 all over with you guys.
Well, we're very, how so?
Well, you guys were bitching in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are bitching that we don't have a receiver. I don't get it. Like, we just scored, hold on, let me talk. We just scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points than the Buffalo Bills, including the Super Bowl champions. So you just saw us do it without Stephon Diggs, same group. How is this group not better than last year's group? Like, I don't – like, our job is to score points and win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show, and you got to have something to bitch about.
Do your talky talk.
Do your little show.
Bitching about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
All right.
Dumb. Yeah. So they're saying that dumb even think of asking this
question. They don't need anybody.
You
good.
Dummy.
You got it. So that sparked massive debate all week long. Who was in the wrong here? Was it Brandon Bean? Was it those clowns on the radio in Buffalo? Yesterday, the Bills made an announcement.
What'd they do?
The Bills signed wide receiver Elijah Moore to a 1 year, was it $1.5 million deal or was it $5 million?
Five.
Okay, it might have been
five. Up to five.
Okay, up to $5 million. Yeah. Okay. So, by the way, good signing by the Bills.
No, former dumb.
Former second round pick of the Jets. He demanded a trade to the Browns. Things did not work out well.
Right.
He has potential. He's been playing with garbage quarterbacks his whole career.
Oh,
maybe
right.
Josh.
We don't really know what he's capable of, I guess.
Okay.
But I'm sure you, like Tommy, a lot of
the
people.
The timing of it all.
Yes.
You see this a thing.
Oh, yeah. You dumb. I mean, come on, man.
Well, it's funny, too,
not
because
even a week later.
The same day that Brandon Bean made that phone call, had his spot on the show, Elijah Moore was visiting with the team.
He was.
That same day.
Yes.
So it is interesting that he went on there and kind of scolded them about it, kind of knowing that they were looking for somebody. Now, I know it wasn't guaranteed that he was going to sign him at the time, maybe, but... I mean, you can't really admit you weren't like trying to find some help here.
Okay, there's a reason we're bringing this up, and I don't want to be the guy that has to defend Brandon Bean here because
what's the strategy?
As great as I think Brandon Bean is,
GM,
and I do think he should not have done what he did.
Obviously,
to our buddies. That being said, signing a guy for 1 year at $5 million is a lot different than investing a top three round pick.
I understand that, but his argument about not signing a top pick was, what are you talking about? We score more points than anybody else.
You don't need it. We have it.
We're not looking for that right now. Well, that's what I heard in his defense of the draft.
Okay, and I think it's lost in translation here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I what I hear from Brandon Bean is, we don't need to draft someone where we can put an asset somewhere else, a young guy that's going to save us a bunch of money that we're going to invest in over the next 4 years. Because that's how long you've had that person for, unless you had him in the first round. That's 5 years. Whereas we can bring this guy in. He wants to sign a prove-it deal because he's trying to get his career back on track.
All right, okay.
Maybe we find a diamond in the rough like you did with a Leonard Floyd, a Jordan Phillips, a Poyer, Micah Hyde, guys like that. Whereas, I mean, it's a lot more of an investment to take someone in round one, two, or three than it is to sign this guy. I don't see them as connected.
Well, yeah, but I guess because he got so pissed off. Like, how dare you even think this? Like, he went off.
You did. Look, I don't think – I agree with you.
And again, it kind of seemed like they were going to – if it wasn't Elijah Moore, they were going to bring in somebody else.
He should not have said what he said. I don't think so. But I don't see this as even close to the same thing as drafting a wide receiver in round one, two, or three.
Right.
I don't. I mean, I am excited about this, although I was excited last year about Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and that guy was off the roster.
Didn't do much.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think of this wide receiver core, in all sincerity.
I hear it's great.
Well, Brandon Bean says
most points ever.
I mean, that is a fact. That is a not most points
no,
ever.
No, this team's even better, he's saying.
He didn't say that in the audio.
Kind of did.
No, he did.
He said, he goes, I got a better, he basically said, we got a better quarter this year than even last year, and last year's was off the charts.
He said none of that. We literally just played the audio. Like, what he said was bad enough. You don't have to start making stuff
and
up.
And then he said, China's going to pay for it. China is going to pick up the picks.
252 WCMF. Couple days after Brandon Bean goes off on our buddies over at WGR on Monday, it's announced yesterday the Bills signed wide receiver Elijah Moore, former second-round pick, 1 year, up to $5 million. Ted's on CMF. Hey, Ted, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
Hey, I listened to actually, I read something yesterday that he expanded on it. He pretty much said it, unless he got one of the top receivers in the draft, none of the other receivers that were there after that were really any different than what they already have, like the slot receiver and possession receiver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there were a lot of like dual roles that they would have played. And here's the thing, Ted. I understand that. And if Bean would have went on, because they didn't even ask about the receiver. He started going. If Bean would have come on and said well,
that.
Yeah, the reason we didn't take a receiver is, well, if we weren't up in the top 10, it wasn't worth it. It was the idea that he's like, well, we don't need it. We wouldn't do it. Why would I do that?
Yeah, maybe he was. He was just upset with these talking heads always crapping on him, you know?
Oh, these radio shows?
You mean like us?
You like you guys.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah.
Jerks. Bunch of jerks.
Ted, great call, buddy. Guys. Take care. There goes Ted.
Chuckle chops.
I mean, how do you...
It was just interesting, I think, the whole situation because of all the things that the Bills have been criticized for over the years. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't seem like that would get you that angry.
Right.
You know? And like, again, I can understand
that guy.
Getting pissed at a coach's decision in a game or, you know, the Bills falling short of the Super Bowl. Like, there are bigger things, I guess, that the team's been criticized for than simply not taking a position in the draft.
Yeah, but maybe the idea of not taking a wide
receiver. Maybe it's because it was so small, that's what... pissed him off.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if no one is going to have the balls to look at Brandon Bean and say, you're not making it to the Super Bowl, you're not doing your job enough, but he may have also heard, you're not taking a wide receiver, which is not contributing to this offense, which is meaning you're not, you just want to hate
domino
the guy.
Effect.
I don't hate the guy.
No, you want to hate the guy. You're making up stuff he's saying after we literally just played the audio.
He just seemed to come in a little too hot.
I agree.
And it seems like either he looks down on these guys and, like, I got to do this now, and I got to take crap off of these two punks.
Jeremy's older than I am.
No, but like he may just
two punks.
Punk ass. You know, these
father guys, of multiple children.
These FM types.
Okay, they're AM, by the way.
Even worse.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigators Later.
We host the true crime podcast Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.